Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having a good week. This past Sunday, we began a new series that we're calling Alive, where we're going to spend some time working through the book of Ephesians. And there is so much fantastic content in the entire scripture, including Ephesians. And so we're looking at chapter one. And the one idea I want to point out to you this morning is that in Christ, for any of us who have repented of our sin and we've placed our trust in God's Son Jesus, that means that we are united to Christ, that we are in Him, and in Christ we are chosen. And it says in Ephesians chapter 1 that God had a purpose in choosing us, and the purpose was that we would be holy and blameless before Him. And I just want you to pause for a moment and reflect on how incredible and moving and astounding that is, that there is only one true judge of all of us. And before Him, He has declared us to be, through Christ, holy and blameless. And certainly that implies that before we were in Christ, we were not holy and not blameless before Him. But now, the God of all, the only true judge, He looks at us and we stand holy and blameless because of our union with God's Son, Jesus Christ. And that gives us both confidence for this day and for that day. And what I mean by that is, this gives us confidence for this day because the reality is that you and I tend to avoid people that we think are criticizing us and condemning us. You and I, we tend to avoid people that we think are criticizing us and condemning us. And this reminds us that, because sometimes what happens is we think that God is up in heaven and His primary posture towards us is one of criticism and condemnation. But Romans tells us that there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. But here's the reality. If you think, or maybe just feel, that God is constantly criticizing you and condemning you, you are going to tend to try to avoid His presence. You're going to tend to avoid things like church. You're going to tend to avoid things like time in God's Word. You're going to tend to avoid things like prayer. But because of Christ, you and I can come with confidence into God's presence. We are His, and in Christ, we are chosen, and we are chosen to be holy and blameless before Him. In addition to that reminder that we can come with confidence into His presence by worshiping Him publicly and also worshiping Him privately through times in the Word and prayer, the truth is we're in a cultural moment right now where maybe we're afraid to do some things that we know are right, but we're concerned or we're worried that maybe that's going to draw some criticism or some condemnation. And if you're in that place right now, I want to remind you that in Christ, we stand holy and blameless before the only one whose opinion truly matters. And so that can give us confidence to do the right thing, even if some people will criticize and condemn us, because our motivation is no longer what they think. Our motivation is Jesus. But this reality that we're holy and blameless before God because we're in Christ also gives us confidence for that day. And by that day, I mean the day when you and I, we have died, and we are going to stand in front of our Lord and meet God face to face. And if I were to do that on my own merits and try to bring my own pitiful good works before the God of all who created me and gave me life, I know that I could not stand. But the great news is that in Christ, you and I are holy and blameless, and we can actually look forward with confidence to the day where we will meet our Creator face to face. And God willing, we will each hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But between this day and that day, we have an opportunity to live for Christ. And I want to encourage you to be actively repenting of sin and trusting in Jesus. Repenting of your sin and trusting in Jesus. Remembering that we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And God had a purpose in choosing us, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. Let's take a moment and pray together now. Father in heaven, we praise You as we acknowledge that we were neither holy nor blameless outside of Christ. But in Your love, God, You have chosen us to be in Christ, to be united to Your Son, so that we might be holy and blameless before You. So God, please remind us of this and please increase our confidence for this day and for that day. Help us to draw near to you as your word commands us to do. Come with confidence into your presence. And God, help us also to be confident to do the things you're calling us to do, even if those things might draw criticism. And God, remind us that we can joyfully look forward to the day that we meet you face to face. We love you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we want to encourage you now to take a few moments to pray on your own. God bless.